Chapter 13 Willow's Last Night Little. Willow, Cordy Mather, and Blade still had their tavern, mainly because they had the countenance of the Prabhrindra draw. Business wasn't good now. The priests found out they couldn't control the foreigners, so they put them off limits. A lot of Taglians did what the priests told them.
"Shows you how much sense people have," Blade said. "They had any, they would take the priests to the river and hold them under an hour to remind them they drone like termites."
Willow said, "Man, you gotta be the sourest son of a bitch I ever seen. I bet if we hadn't dragged you out, those crocs would have thrown you back. Too rancid to eat."
Blade just grinned as he went through the door to the back room. Willow asked Cordy, "You reckon it was priests that throwed him in?"
"Yeah."
"Good house tonight, for once."
"Yeah."
"Tomorrow's the day." Willow took a long drink. Cordy's brew was getting better. Then he stood up and hammered the bar with his empty mug. In Taglian, he said, "We who are about to die salute you. Drink and be merry, children, for tomorrow, and so forth. On the house." He sat down. Cordy said, "You know how to cheer a place up, don't you?"
"You figure we got anything to be cheerful about? They'll screw it up. You know they will. All those priests mucking about in it? I tell you right out, I get my chance, there's a couple accidentally ain't going to come back from out there."
Cordy nodded and kept his mouth shut. Willow Swan was a lot more bark than bite. Swan grumbled,
"Up the river if this works out. I'll tell you something, Cordy. These feet get to moving that direction, they're just going to keep on shuffling."
"Sure, Willow, sure."
"You don't believe me, do you?"
"I believe everything you tell me, Willow. If I didn't, would I be here, up to my neck, wallowing in rubies and pearls and gold doubloons?"
"Man, what do you expect of some place nobody ever heard of, 6,000 miles past the edge of any map anybody ever seen?"
Blade came back.
"Nerves getting you guys?"
"Nerves? What nerves? They didn't put no nerves in when they made Willow Swan."
Chapter 14 Through Dalak Alak. We moved out as soon as there was a ghost of light. It was an easy downhill trail with only a few places where we had trouble with the coach and ladies' wagon. By noon, we reached the first trees. An hour later, the first contingent were aboard a ferry raft. Before sundown, we were inside the jungle of Dalak Alak, where only 10,000 kinds of bugs tormented our bodies. Worse on our nerves than their buzzing, though, was One Eye's suddenly inexhaustible store of praises and tales of his homeland. From my first day in the company, I had been trying to get a fix on him and his country. Every lousy detail had had to be pried out. Now it was everything anyone ever wanted to know, and more, except specifics of why he and his brother had run away from such a paradise. From where I sat, swatting myself, the answer to that seemed self-evident. Only madmen and fools would subject themselves to such continuous torment. So which was I? For all there was a route through, we spent almost 2 months in that jungle. The jungle itself